Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
There's a miracle in this room. With my name on it, there's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it.
I'm gonna put a
Praise the Lord. I'm going to put a praise on it. Good evening, everybody out there in Radio Land. Truly, the Lord is good, and he's awesome, and he has been with us and carrying us through all day long. So we give God much praise and much honor for what he is doing in our life. And I want to truly encourage everybody out there in Radio Land tonight to trust the Lord. Trust God with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your pathway. Amen. So we give God all the glory and all the praise for giving us the opportunity to share with you on tonight. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in
Amen.
To the Turn on the Light broadcast. Amen. We believe that God has a word for each one of us on tonight, and we are going to give him glory and give him praise. We are Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, assistant pastors at the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church, located in Stockbridge, Georgia. The address is 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge. You can reach us at 770-906-0607. And we want you to support us as well and go to our website at ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com and share with us some of your thoughts and everything and follow us, and we would appreciate that. We have service times on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. And 10:45 a.m. service, and we have Bible Sunday school at 9:45. So we want you to come out and share with us at either one of those services. You will definitely have a great time, a spiritual encounter at the Light of the World. On Wednesdays, we have noonday Bible study, and also we have 7 p.m. Bible study. And Bishop Kevin Jones been talking about the danger of distraction. And he's doing a series on that, which he's teaching on that from on Wednesdays and also on Sundays. So please come out. You don't want to miss it, because you know every time, you know, a preacher preaches, even though they are on the same series, there's so much information that is coming out at each service. So you want to come out so you can really be impacted by this word that he is bringing forth on tomorrow morning at 8 and then at 10:45, and then Wednesday night at 7 p.m. he will be talking about the distractions of the danger of distraction, the danger of distraction. So we give God glory and give him praise for all that he is doing in our life. Our leaders are Archbishop Ruth Smith and Pastor Sakri Osler, and our lead pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. And we thank God for our leaders that's leading us and directing us and showing us the way. Amen. So we give God all the glory for it, and we give him all the praise, and we give him all the honor. And we thank each and every one of you again for tuning in on tonight. And we are going to go forth with the word of God on tonight. And Pastor Butterfield is going to bring forth the word tonight. And we was in a homegoing service today. And Mother Scott and truly the Lord was in the place. And God shared a word with us on today. So we are going to hear a word again on tonight as Pastor Butterfield come forth with the word of God. And he's using for a topic tonight, praise your way through it. He's coming from 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and beginning with verse number 14. So go on and get your Bibles, your pencils and your pads, and let us get ready for the man of God, my husband, Pastor Stephen Butterfield, as he come forth with the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Greetings, my
brothers and sisters, we are so excited that you have tuned in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that the Word of God blesses you and inspires and encourages you to go through and deal whatever we are dealing with. We know that as people of God, there's something that we have to deal with in this life. Life itself and demonic influences trying to distract us and stop us from getting where we need to be
mm-hmm.
in the Lord. So yeah. tonight we hope and pray that this word would get you through whatever you're dealing with, because we know that the Word of God is power and life
mm-hmm.
for the believer. So I want you to turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter and the 14th. Begin reading at the 14th verse.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God for all that He is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that life is filled with all kind of different circumstances and,
mm-hmm.
and situations that really bind us up and keep our mind, most of all, keep our mind so polluted with all kind of things that's coming through it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on a daily basis, we have been bombarded with things that comes. Situation, circumstances,
mm-hmm.
just coming at us all the time.
All time.
And so we have to know how to defeat, how to win these battles
mm-hmm.
that come into our lives. And sometimes we just want to just turn them off. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be turned off.
Mm-hmm.
You can ignore it all you want. It's still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we win the battle? How do we be victorious over these circumstances in our lives that they're coming? And you know, one thing about Christianity, we didn't have, Jesus didn't give us no fine print where we didn't know what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
He said, many of the afflictions of the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is that the Lord delivered them all. And Job said that a man born of a woman is a few days, but is full of trouble. So we know trouble is going to come. But Jesus said that don't worry about it, because I already overcome the world. So he already did what we need done. So we just got to trust in him. We got to trust in him. Amen. So I believe that we need to understand the true power of our praise, because our victory is in our praise. We must understand the power of our praise, because our victory is in our praise. So let's go to the Bible and read these from the 14th verse of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. You'll find these words recorded, and they got some Hebrew's name that I probably won't call correctly. So forgive me and pray for me that I was able to get them. The 14th verse of chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles. And this is the King James Version. You find these words recorded. Then upon Jezreel, the son of Zebariah, the son of Bathaniah, and the son of Jael, and the son of Mattiah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reasons of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Can I just pause right there? I need to say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid,
mm-hmm.
nor dismayed by reasons of these great multitude,
mm-hmm.
for the battle is not yours, but God's. Verse 16, tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jezreel, but ye shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of Kohath, can call that, and all the children of the other types stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Israel, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, and so shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army and say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse 22, and when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount of Seir, which will come against Judah. They were smitten, and the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inheritance of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end to the inhabitants of the Seir, even one helped to destroy another. Everyone helped to destroy each other. And when Judah came toward the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked upon the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, with none escape. And Jehoshaphat and the people came to take away the spoil of them. They found among them abundance of riches, with dead bodies and precious jewel, which they stripped off themselves, and more than they could carry away. They were 3 days in gathering the spoil, and it was much. So tonight, the army of Israel did not fight. All they did was gather the spoil. Now, the fighting might have, if they had to fight, it might have taken them maybe a day.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have to fight. But gathering the spoil, my God Almighty, took them 3 days. Now, here is the circumstances that we see where the Moab and these all Hittites and all these nations were gathered up. They gathered together,
mm-hmm,
to form an alliance against the children of Israel.
Right.
And so, you know, when you have a lot of enemies, it can terrify you.
Right.
When you have a lot of things going on all at the same time,
mm-hmm,
bombarding you, it,
mm-hmm,
could become terrifying. It become you almost feel hopeless, that what do I do with all these things that are coming after me? Mm-hmm. I have sickness in my family. I have death. I have bills. I have all these different things. My body don't feel like it used to feel. Circumstances are rising up. And so what do I do with all of this circumstance? So we see where the children of Israel was faced with a multitude of enemy that threatened them and was going to come against them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the key is that I want us to see what Israel did. The first thing they did was they prayed.
Mm-hmm.
They consulted God and they went to God. A lot of times we when circumstances come in our way, you know, some of us are so good and skilled at solving problems that we depend on our skills and our ability to solve our problem.
Right,
and so
right.
we don't even try to consult God.
Sometimes
something comes
work.
Up. Oh, man.
Sometimes it works.
You know, when you did this and you do that and then it seemed like the problem is gone, then you say, hey, I got this. And so we don't consult God. And I see a lot of us fall prey to the devil when we do not consult God. Because Israel, Jehoshaphat, knew that his army was not fit or enough to defeat all of the enemies that he was about to face. So sometimes God has to get us to a place where our ability is not enough.
And we know it.
And you can recognize that your ability just ain't going to
get it done.
No matter how skilled you are in solving problems and dealing with situations, some things are just out of your control.
Yeah.
And so God sometimes has to put us in a place where there is nothing that we can do physically to solve these problems. And so you have a checklist, you know, I did this and I researched the problem and I see that this needs to be done and that is just not the answer. So what do you do when you're faced with a situation that's bigger than you? So the King Jehoshaphat first consulted God. He gathered everybody together. And so when you got a circumstances, a problem, a situation that's bombarding you, you need to gather yourself together. If you're married, gather your household together. And so you can have everybody on one accord. Because unity is power in unity. And so he gathered everybody together and they began to consult the Lord. And so I want you that when you're dealing with situation, don't try, even though you think that, you know, last week I had a problem and I dealt with it. And so this week another problem comes up, so I'm going to, no, do not use your own ability. Proverbs 3, 5, and 7, 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. In all your ways just say, listen, I know I feel like my ability is good enough, but I'm going to acknowledge you, God, in this situation so you can give me direction. I need to know what to do in the circumstances. And so when the enemy want to invade you, and when the enemy comes to invade you, they're not coming just to play with you. They're coming to take you out. And so we got to know that the devil is not playing. And some of us sometimes play with the devil. But he's not a toy. My mama said, if you keep playing with puppy, they're going to lick your mouth. And so you got to be careful when the enemy comes at you. It is not to play. It's to take you under. And so we see Jehoshaphat got everybody together. And then he began to go in prayer and consult God. And he began to say God, say who God was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he began to say all these things that, aren't you the God of our Father?
Mm-hmm.
You are God of heaven. You rule over the kingdom of the heathens. You have power and might. You have all power and might. None is able to withstand you. He's telling God who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you begin to really talk to God and begin to say who he is, it's not for God.
Mm-hmm.
Faith come by hearing.
That's right.
And hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. So when we begin to tell God how great he is, it begin to get in our spirit and begin to build our faith up that this situation that I'm dealing with is not bigger than my God.
Mm-hmm.
And so he began to just say who God was, and you are our God, and none can withstand you. You drove out the Canaanites before already, and you gave land and seed to our eternal friend Abraham, and they have built you a sanctuary in your name. You are great. You are awesome. So in this prayer that we see them making, they are exalting God. And so when I say that you got to praise your way through it and that we got to understand the power of praise, we got to understand praise. Oh, my God, we think it's just something you do in church. Friends of mine, that is not praise that we do in church. You do public praise is one thing, but it ain't nothing like your private praise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And so let's look at how Jehoshaphat began to pray to God. So the first thing we got to do is we got to pray.
Amen.
A lot of times we pray, and the problem is, you know, prayer is easy. Because asking God is easy. But we find the problem with many of us is waiting on the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we need to understand is after we pray, then there's something else we got to do. And Tasha Cobb said, you got to put a
praise
on it. You got to put a praise on it. So we see where Jehoshaphat, they went to pray. And in the midst of prayer is where God gives you strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, a lot of Christians think prayer is what we tell God.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to understand is prayer is communion with God,
mm-hmm.
meaning that God is telling us some stuff. So in prayer, we got to keep quiet long enough so God can tell us the strategy on what we need to do.
Amen.
Because a lot of times we just tell God and we ask him, and we plead with him, do this, and we don't wait for him to answer.
Right.
But we see that in the midst of their prayer, that what happened was a young prophet got up and began to say,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen? And he began to tell all of Israel and tell them to look, be not afraid. He began to speak and say, this is what the Lord is saying. Be not afraid. God will comfort you. And so when you go to pray, do not just pray and say what you want to say and then get up on your knees and like nothing happened. No, we need to wait for God to respond to your prayers.
That's right.
Oh, my God, we need to wait till he responds to what we're asking him to do. When we pray to him, we got to believe that he is a God who hears our prayers. And he's a God not only hears our prayers, but he will answer our prayers. And so when God began to answer our prayers, he began to tell, to speak out to this young prophet, it said, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid.
Not afraid. Mm.
Be not dismayed for the reason of this great multitude. The army is big. Your problem that you're facing is big, is huge.
Uh-huh.
But don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Don't be dismayed. You know, sometimes the problem comes at us so big and so much that we get it just shocks us. We get so confounded and don't know what to do and get confused in our mind. He said, no, settle yourself. Do not be dismayed.
Mm-hmm.
For this battle, oh, my God, this battle is not yours. My brothers and my sisters, those of you who are listening to this word today or later day, the battle is not yours. Oh, my God, that's why we get in trouble. We believe it's about us. It's not about you. It's for you. But it's not about you. God wanna build your faith so you can help somebody. He said the battle is not yours. Guess who the battle is for? It's the Lord's battle. He said he gave instruction. He said, so go down. Go down tomorrow. Face that circumstance. But you ain't got to do nothing. You just got to look that circumstance in the eye. You don't have to do anything. So tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they're going to come up against you. And he's telling them exactly where to go. So this is what prayer is all about, where God is giving you instruction on what you need to do. And so Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground. And on all of Judah, they did the same thing. They fell down and began to worship God. They began to worship God. And so as they did that, they rose early. After that, God gave them what to do. After they worshiped God, God gave them exactly what to do. And he sent singers out. He sent singers out at first. Don't send up he said, send up Judah. Send praise before the army.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did that, God worked it. So what I'm trying to get you to see, after you pray, the next step is to praise. When in the midst of facing the enemy, that's when you praise. They tell me that praise is putting value on something. Praise is saying something has value. You know, when you want to get a loan for a house, you get appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to find the value of a house.
Mm-hmm.
And so praise is putting a value on what God means to you.
Mm-hmm.
What God means to you. And so when you realize that God means everything to you, that's why Jehoshaphat began to tell God who he was, so he can remember who God was in him, so he can build up his faith to realize that God is everything. And
mm-hmm.
so when you begin to give somebody praise, you extend, you are telling them the value that you have for them, how much you value them. And so when your praise is small, that means your value is small. When your praise is great, you value God great. So we have people that say, don't take all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have to be jumping and shouting all over the church. You don't have to be doing that. It don't take all that. But your praise value is how you value God.
Mm.
Because you can't tell me if somebody done got a heel of a headache, it's going to have the same appreciation for somebody who got healed from cancer. Or it's going to be a different response to the person who got healed from cancer than somebody who just got healed from a headache.
Right, right.
Some aspirin can take care of a headache.
Different headache.
Oh, but when you know that you have stage 4 cancer,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, and the doctor tell you it is over.
My Lord. Oh, my God.
There's nothing we can do. Chemo cannot help you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You are to a state now, phase now,
mm-hmm.
where there's nothing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And God comes hallelujah, and bless you, then your praise value goes up. You'll be able to run, you sometimes run around that church and just think about and run around your house and bless the name of God wherever you are, because when you think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all he's done for you, your soul will cry out, hallelujah, thank God for saving you. So what is praise? What is praise? I'm glad you asked. It's the value you put on God. And you we got to know that our praise empowers God, empowers us through God. Somebody said when praises go up, blessings come down. But the Bible says that God inhabits
praise.
The praises of his people.
Yeah.
And so when he inhabits praises, that means he lives in it. That means he lives in it. And so if God, anywhere God is, there's liberty. Anywhere that God is, everything else got to be subject to him. Anywhere that God is, everything got to submit to him.
Mm-hmm.
Everything got to humble itself to him wherever God is.
That's right.
And so when you praise God, it brings the presence of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in the presence of God, there's fullness.
Fullness of joy.
Oh, my God. So if you're sad about something, and it says the praises, God inhabits the praise of his people, so in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is praise? Praise is to honor and is to value a person. You know, we give praise to LeBron James, to Steph Curry, and that's what fans do at the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
When they shout for their team, you don't see nobody in the stadium whispering, y'all done a good job. Y'all done a great job.
Yeah.
No. So why do we want to whisper in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we want to just nod our head and we think that's praising God?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the stadium, you are hoarse the next day because you done lost your voice.
Amen.
Screaming for something that you have no control over. And so I want you to know that praise is important in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's good to pray. You better pray.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get to praise. Tasha Cobb said, there's a miracle in your room. No matter what you're facing, there's a miracle there. But you got to put a praise on it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put a praise. And we see many situations where in the midst of battle and things that seem impossible, that when they praise God, they won the battle.
Right.
We can go back to Joshua, the 6th chapter, and we can see where Jericho, the Lord told him, I'm going to give you this city. This city is yours.
Mm-hmm.
But the city was well built and well protected. It seemed impossible, just like this battle that Jehoshaphat then was facing, it seemed impossible. Just like that cancer, your relationship, your children being disobedient, all the stuff that you're dealing with seemed impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You tried and you tried all you know how to let your children be respectable. Let them get a job. Let them do this. Let them be do good in school. Let them be somebody. You tried all you could to get them off a drug. You tried all you could to let them be sound and keep a job. All you could do, you tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to no avail. But I'm here to tell you, take your hands off it.
Mm-hmm.
The word tonight said the battle is not yours. Mm-hmm. It is the Lord. And all you got to do is put a praise on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just put a praise on it. The city of Jericho was tightly tied up. Seemed impossible, just like your circumstances. seem impossible. But that's when God comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Janae sang that song, said, your strength is perfect when I'm weak. When I'm weak and worn, that's when God is strong.
That's right. That's right.
That's when we realize that without God, we can do nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we realize with God, everything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Even the impossible is possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what praise is, giving value to something. And so where shall we praise God? We need to praise God everywhere we go, no matter what situation. Even if you got to be in your car driving along, pray, giving God some praise in the midst of your situation. Give God the praise. They went down on the battlefield and they sent Judah. They sent out praise.
Mm-hmm.
And because they sent out praise, they didn't have to lift their finger
mm-hmm.
to do nothing. God sent an ambush on the enemy
mm-hmm.
where the enemy began to fight themselves.
Right.
Oh, my God. Have you had people on your job try to set traps for you,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden they start fighting each other?
Yeah.
They begin to fight on. They start to talk about you first.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden they start talking about themselves. They start beating up each other. But you were the one who they wanted to overthrow and to get discouraged. But God sent an ambush,
mm-hmm.
and they find themselves now. Them who was friends against you,
mm-hmm.
now they split up.
Mm-hmm.
They're enemies,
mm-hmm.
and now they're coming to you for prayer.
Right.
Now they're coming to you to console them. Now how that person will treat them and how they talk about them. That's what God will do. And so we need to praise God everywhere we go. And why we need to praise him is because he is God.
That's right.
And he deserves all of the praise,
right.
all of the honor, all the glory. We need to put value on God because there's nobody like him. Oh, he is great. He is awesome. And he thought about us
mm-hmm.
from the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so. How do we praise God? I'm glad you asked. There's some Hebrew words for prayer, for praise.
Mm-hmm.
Yada.
Mm-hmm.
It says to extend your hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's to praise God. Tehillah.
Mm-hmm.
It's to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sometimes, yeah, I just get by myself and just begin to hum a song. And in the midst of whatever you're dealing with, if you find yourself beginning to hum a song,
mm-hmm.
and to sing a song, all of the stuff that you are concerned about
mm-hmm.
seem to be so small.
Mm-hmm.
The balance that you seem to face, now in the midst of your song, you're singing, your heart is made merry
mm-hmm.
because of the song that you're singing unto the Lord. It makes a difference. So Tehillah is to sing. Barak is to kneel, to worship God. Hallelujah. It's to boast, to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
We need to just celebrate God. Just to say, God, you are great. You're awesome. You are most mighty. You are powerful. You are awesome in everything you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shabbat. It's
mm-hmm.
to shout.
Mm-hmm.
Torah is just to raise your hand in complete surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And when we raise our hand, it's not saying that we're being stuck up, we're being stick up, but it's to raise our hands
surrender.
And surrender for our Father to just pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It used to bring me joy when I got home from work
mm-hmm.
and my kids would stand at the door and just raise their hand up. They didn't have to say a word. I knew they wanted me to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get to a place where we just raise our hands, hold up, and ask God to just, you to just rock me in your arms. Pick me up. Anybody need to pick me up from God? And so we need to make sure that in the midst of our trouble, in the midst of whatever we are, we need to put a praise on it. Don't let your circumstances beat you down. Don't let your situation beat you down, but praise God in the midst of it. They would say, in the presence of my enemy, God prepares a table before me. In the midst of my enemy, no matter what's going on, you need to praise God and give him what's due him. Because when you praise God, it changes your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the way you see things. It changes the way you look at things. When you praise God, you don't look at the bad thing, because you can't be praising God and being sad at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't praise God and be have a bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
When you're praising God, it changes everything about you. And most of our problem is not really problems. It's how we look at them. How we see things. I heard a story about a man. It's important how you see things. I heard a story about these men heard that there were a bounty on wolves. That if you kill X amount of wolves, you won't get paid for doing that, because the wolves are destroying this village.
Mm-hmm.
And so this group of guys went to this in the wilderness,
mm-hmm,
to go after these wolves. And so they went to bed that night,
mm-hmm,
in their little tent.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys woke up and he saw all around them was wolves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're slobbing and they
mm-hmm,
and they're ready to come at them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he woke up everybody else and said, hey, we're going to be rich. We're going to be rich. Now, he wasn't thinking about them ever being killed by the wolves.
Right. He's going to kill the wolves.
He's looking at, hey, we're going to be
money.
It's how you look at it. He could have said, hey, we're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't say that. His attitude was, oh, my God, look at all these wolves. We're going to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how, when we praise God, our attitude changes. Our mindset changes. Because it ain't about us anymore. It's what God can do. It ain't about our abilities no more. It's about what God can do with us and through us. So we got to realize that when we praise God, God will change our insight. And he will give us insight on the circumstances, on what to do. He told Jehoshaphat them exactly what to do.
That's right.
And they spent 3 days, my brothers and my sisters, collecting the spoils, 3 days.
Mm.
So the battle that seemed arrayed against you, and you seem like you are against all odds, don't you worry. If you just pray and put a praise on it, it'll take you 3 days. Put a praise on it, it'll take you 3 days to gather all the spoils. Whew. Oh, my God. All the spoils that the enemy had, God would give you it. And so after you pray, put a praise on it. Because praise is your weapon. We can go all through this Bible and see that praise is your weapon. No matter what happened, no matter what you're dealing with, if you praise God, he'll come to your rescue. And he will answer your prayer.
Amen, amen. Encouraging word tonight. Praise God, praise God. Praise your way through it. So whatever you may be going, whatever may be going on in your life tonight, those of you out there in radio land, put a praise on it.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Pastor Butterfield was talking about that we should pray. And so when we pray, we need to listen to God.
Amen.
And see what God is saying to do.
Amen.
And put a praise on it.
Yes.
Put a praise on it. So it sounds really easy. It is easy if we just do it. If we just do it, it's easy. So this is a very, very encouraging word. It also, he brought out the fact that the battle is not ours.
Amen.
But we always look at the battle is ours,
mm-hmm,
and we need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we thinking that the battle is ours and we got to fix it, is always a problem. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to continue to understand tonight that the battle is not ours. So whatever it is that you are dealing with, put a praise on it. Pray. Wait for God to respond to you. Put a praise on it. And know that God will bring you out. 3 days.
Amen.
3 days. 3 days. And they got so much. They were rich.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
they
yes.
was rich. So I want to hear from those of you out there in radio land. So if you would just press 1 on your phone, we will bring you live on the air. We hope that this word has really touched your heart and your mind, and that maybe there's something that you was dealing with, and now you know the answer, that you can put a praise on it and keep it moving. So press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you live on the air. If you need prayer or you just want to make a comment, we will bring you live on the air on tonight. We give God glory and give him praise, and we praise God for the man of God that has broke the bread of life with us on tonight, and we just give God all the praise. So we want to understand that wherever you are, you can go on and praise him.
Amen.
Like right now, let's go on and praise him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless the Lord.
Thank
we glorify you, Lord. You are great and you are mighty.
Thank
you're the mighty God. You're the Prince of Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
You're the great deliverer.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
and
you,
Lord. We bless you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
you are Jehovah Nisi.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are our help in the time of trouble. You are our help in the battle. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. We give him glory. We give him honor for all that he has done, and not only what he has done, but continues to do in our lives. And we praise God for Jesus, who died on the cross for each and every one of us, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So if there's one out there in radio land tonight that do not know who Jesus is, he is the Son of God.
Yes, yes.
He is the Lamb that was slain, and no other Lamb could be slain that could take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. And so I want you to know tonight you do have the opportunity, whether or not you're listening to this broadcast tonight, or you may listen to this broadcast at a later date. I want you to know that God is talking to you right now. Amen.
Amen.
God is talking to you. Whenever you're listening, God is talking. So today is the day of salvation. So God wants us to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and he wants us to know that we can put a praise on it, and whatever we go through, he is able to bring us out. Amen.
Amen.
He's able to bring us out.
Amen.
So we give God all the glory and all the praise tonight for the word that has gone forth on tonight. Truly, we know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above anything that we could even ask or think about. So if you have a situation going on in your life, know that God is able to bring you out. Amen.
Amen.
We see 1 in Q, and your first 3 digits is 646, and the last 4 digits is 2656. You are live on the air, caller.
Good evening, Pastor Ann, and good evening.
Good evening.
Pastor.
How are you?
I am doing well and even better now that I've heard that encouraging word. Pastor Ann, when you said that that was an encouraging word, you said it correctly. There were so many nuggets of praise, golden praise, within that sermon, within that text. I'm just amazed. It just filled me. It lifted me. And it's going to carry me for several days. And it's the kind of word that I feel encouraged that if I come in the presence of somebody who needs a little uplifting, this is a perfect message to give that person, whether they know Jesus or not. Mm-hmm. Even someone who's been in the Word could always mm-hmm. use a word like this. I mean, the mere fact, when you think that the battle is not yours,
hello.
It's the Lord. You could stop right there. You know, mm-hmm. our victory is in our praise. You could stop right there. Stand mm-hmm. and be still. Fear not. Don't be mm-hmm. afraid. The Lord will be with you. I mean, mm-hmm. I can go on and on. And Pastor Butterfield, thank you so much for that word, because not only did you say it, but obviously in the way you expressed it, you could tell that you actually walk it and you live it. And I thank you so much as my brother in Christ. And I'm really receiving that word, and I thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Good night. Have a good evening.
Okay. Good night. Good night to you. Thank you so much for your comment. And this is an encouraging word. It is an encouraging word. And just think about the fact that the battle is not ours. And we can just put a praise on it. There's something we can do. There's something we can do. It is wide open to us. Put a praise on it. Pray, listen to God, and put a praise on it. So it's an encouraging word. Thank you so much, caller, for your encouraging words, because I could feel the Spirit coming through when you was talking as well. So we praise God for you,
mm-hmm.
and we praise God for each and every person that mm-hmm. is on this broadcast on tonight. We are believing God has touched your heart. Mm-hmm. and your mind and your soul and your spirit, and you will be able to go forth and you will be able to help. The caller said earlier, you'll be able to help somebody else as you come in contact with people and they are going through different things, that you can tell them, put a praise on it.
Yeah.
The battle is not yours. It is the Lord, and he will bring you out. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. So tonight we want to make sure that whatever you're dealing with tonight, to know that don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let it, because anytime you go, it's going to be bigger than you. But it ain't about you. It's about the big God that you serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so just realize that God got you.
Amen.
And when he got you, no man, no demon in hell, no nothing, nowhere can stop you, because God mm-hmm. is God all by himself. So
mm-hmm.
we encourage tonight that you have called in, amen, you have, amen. Tune in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We bless your life. We pray that God
yes.
will bless you
mm-hmm.
and every endeavor you guys do, where God will be your guide.
Amen.
And he will give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and give you victory in every area of your
yes.
life. So we pray
yes.
God blessing upon all of you that are listening tonight.
Yes.
Thank God for
thank
your support.
Lord.
We can't do this without you guys, and we're so glad that you guys support us like you do.
Yes.
So on next Saturday at 8 p.m., tell your neighbor
1-7-388-4161
to turn on the light broadcast with
Pastor
Stephen
and
Ann Butterfield.
Have a great night.